Writing Diagnostic Pretest. This section measures your ability to use writing to communicate in an academic environment. For this writing task, you will read a passage and listen to a lecture, and then answer a question based on what you have read and heard. Questions 1 and 2. Question 1. Listen to the passage. On a piece of paper, take notes on the main points of the listening passage.
Now, I'd like to talk about the cause of childhood amnesia. Though its cause is not known for certain, and various explanations have been hypothesized, one explanation is more generally accepted than others. The generally accepted explanation for childhood amnesia has to do with a huge difference in the way that young children and adults encode their experiences. Young children simply encode their experiences randomly as they happen, while adults retain their memories in an organized way. Because a young child encodes events randomly, without forming associations between events or categorizing events in an organized way, the memories of the encoded events of young children don't last. There are most likely numerous causes of the shift from early childhood random encoding to adult encoding in organized patterns. A major factor in this shift is the maturing of the hippocampus. Do you know what the hippocampus is? HIPPOCAMPUS. It's a part of the brain. It's the part of the brain that helps organize and consolidate memories. And this part of the brain is not mature for at least the first 2 to 3 years of life. As a result, events that take place in the first 2 or 3 years can't be organized and consolidated, and therefore most likely won't be remembered later in life.